to it, where the directions they have already through their GIS or their various sources, they feel that the drone would better direct them?
Potentially. And I don't have all the details on that, since that's Will's project. Mm-hmm. But yes, adding value and to the response time.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. City of Branson TIF Commission appointments.
So we have two appointments for the TIF Commission. I think Mr. Argus is here to answer any questions that we might have. So this is just so we have a seat at the table whenever they do discuss the possible TIFs for a specific area in Branson area. So,
yeah, there's a new proposed TIF district for a potential project that we're going through the process of.
Project London Tax Increment Tax Financing. What is that?
That's the name of the project.
Yeah, but have they got a designate? If they're going to do a TIF, they've got a certain area.
Yes, ma'am. There's a certain area. That will all come out in the TIF process. That's not
available now.
Public discussion, no, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
That's okay.
So again, what this does is essentially gives us a seat at the table whenever. I mean.
Yeah, the TIF commission. There's 11 representatives. The city of Branson will have 6 appointments. The Branson school district will have 2 appointments because that's the school district that's impacted. The remaining taxing jurisdictions that fall within that proposed area will each have a shared representative, and then, as you know, the county commission will have 2 representatives for the 11. And the plan right now, or the projected timeline, is for once responses are back to the city of Branson. I believe in the letter they asked for.
I think it's by the 15th.
Written response by the 14th or 15th. Once they have the appointments back to them, and they'll schedule what is called a TIF 101 for the commissioners to go through, the TIF commissioners to go through the education process. That has to be done no later than 2 weeks prior to the actual TIF commission public hearing. So that, more than likely, if everything goes to plan as of last week or today, that will probably happen sometime in the week of December 20th, prior to the holidays. And then the actual public hearing should happen that first week of January. Then, at the public hearing, then that's when everything becomes public.
Is it the TIF board that decides what type of TIF it's going to? Of course, I know the state has to approve it overall, but right at this time, they're just proposing maybe a TIF, but...
Yes,
not
it would be up to the TIF commission to approve the TIF plan to the point where it goes to the city of Branson, the board of aldermen, for final approval.
I think the thought process was is to have at least one commissioner on the TIF commission, and then if we choose to have an additional commissioner, we could, or we could have another individual that represents one of the other taxing districts.
And I think, and just going by recent history, if you look at the Hollister TIF, I believe that's how that was situated, if I'm not mistaken.
So, for example, how many different districts are there that have collaboratively they only have one representative? Is there 5?
Actually, 6. Okay. I believe the Senior Board, TCAD, TCED, OTC, and the health department. So that 5 is 6.
It's 5.
5, yeah. The Disabilities Board is excluded due to new or recent legislation.
Okay, that's where the 6 possibly. So those 5 combined only have one.
Share one.
So then the thought, I know with the Hollister TIF, was to allow them to have more representation. that we could appoint another member from that, from those entities. Or we could have two commissioners on there.
You named five. Would you name those again? I was just familiar with the health.
Yeah, I'm going off memory, so.
Okay, Senior Citizen Service Fund.
Yeah, this would be the Senior Citizen Board.
And the health.
Then the Taney County Health Department, Taney County Ambulance District, the OTC, Ozarks Technical Community College, and then Tourism Community Enhancement District.
The Tourism Enhancement District?
Yeah, okay. The Tourism Tax.
Okay, I guess I was just thinking those that had levies. I wasn't thinking of those as.
Well, it's proposed as a pilot AMITs. So pilots are the property payments and little taxes, which would be the property taxes, and EATs are the economic activities taxes, which are the sales taxes.
Okay.
And then, and of course, the state of Missouri, but since it's, they're just, they get theirs. And so
unless it's a super TIF, they wouldn't come into play.
I highly doubt there will ever be another state of super.
Don't think so.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I won't be here forever. So.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any recommendations on? I know you've discussed with.
I've tried to help. Obviously, you know, we represent all the public entities from the economic development side, so I've tried to provide assistance in. To the city of Branson, and for lack of a better term, discussing some names of some folks. I know that Darrell Kintz has been brought up. He has experience on the Hollister TIF. Obviously, his role with TCAD. I've tried to contact all the other taxing entities to make them aware and discuss what's going on. You know, some of the, I can't share a lot of the details, but I mean, one thing I can share is that each taxing entity, starting in year three of the proposed TIF, which would be the first year of actual revenue, all taxing entities.
They're not hearing you. I tried to tell you earlier, they're not able to hear you on the internet, which means we're not getting on the recording.
Oh.
If you don't mind coming up to them.
Okay. Like I said, I can't disclose much because it's not my, I'd be out of line discussing details outside of the process. But what I can share is the discussions I've had with the other taxing entities is that with the proposed project in the proposed district, starting year three, which would be the first year of revenue collection based off activities, each entity does see revenue. It's not a, you know, so it's not like we mentioned a super TIF where nobody gets anything. This is more of a traditional, and there's a share of the incremental gain over what is currently, and I can tell you currently and historically, the proposed property has generated less than $150 a year.
Twice you said the proposed year, but I didn't catch it either time. What year would they expect this to start to
year
be captured?
Well, as far as what year it's projected to start driving revenue?
Being implemented. Yeah,
I believe if everything goes to plan, obviously with the process and then construction and everything, the first year of the TIF, I believe, is proposed to be 2020.
Okay.
And so construction in 2020 and 2021 with opening sometime in 2022, which would be that first year of revenue out of the 23-year cycle. So you'd have 21 years of revenue. And it's significant revenue if you look at not only on an annual basis but cumulative over that 21 years.
So if you're saying it's just bringing in $150 property tax now,
mm-hmm.
So the entities wouldn't be, if it captures the real taxes ad valorem, then the EATs, they would just capture 50% of something that they're getting nothing of now.
Yeah, there's a structured capture. It's not, it's, I, again, I can't get into all the details, but there, it's structured to where, again, the entities that would be impacted start gaining revenue in year three.
Thank you.
Yep.
And a lot of the questions I think that I would have, you can't answer anyways until after.
Yeah, I the last thing I want to do is jeopardize the project by right. stepping out of turn and sharing things, even though I know them. I like my job, and I'd like to stay out of court.
Understood.
But I think this is, again, this is just the process. You have two seats that you are asked to fill. And then that's two of the 11.
Yeah. And I had asked you this. It is south of 465. It's in the western
district. It is in the western district, yes, sir. The proposed project.
And as we each know, the final choice will be up to the city of Branson aldermen. They will carry the majority of the table.
If the TIF commission votes to approve to send it to the Board of Aldermen, yes.
Yeah. And the TIF commission is made up of the city council, the Board of Aldermen.
Well, the city council has six appointments to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not to speak out of turn, I doubt you will see a six-member nomination of the sitting six members of the Board of Aldermen.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, that's just, I think, lessons learned there. But
now
I'm pushing the edge of getting outside the process here.
We'll ask them.
So essentially, we have two appointments. There's a recommendation for Daryl Kuntz, and he's willing to serve.
I have visited with Daryl, and he would be willing to serve.
So move to appoint Daryl Kuntz to the City of Branson TIF Commission.
Would any one of the commissioners want to be on that board?
Has Daryl met with your other entities, go together, and they choose one? Have they chosen their one?
There is.
I guess I'll rescind my motion.
Yeah.
There have been several individuals discussed with the other taxing jurisdictions, and there are three members that were three individuals that have agreed to serve, if so chosen. And so sometime between mid-morning today and tomorrow, we'll find out if who they want to have them, want to represent them. One person is actually waiting on approval from their employer to make sure that it's allowed. But again, based off those discussions, the representatives of those entities are comfortable with any of the three or two finalists. I don't want to say finalists, but those individuals. So they will, I presume, by tomorrow they'll come to an agreement and then send the letters to the City of Branson.
Sheila or Mike, do either one of you guys want to sit on the City of Branson TIF Commission?
Not that I need another committee or meeting, but I have been around working with TIF boards for about the last 18 years. Knowledge is always good, so I would have an interest there.
Do you guys want two commissioners on there, or do you want a commissioner and somebody else representing? That's not what you want, I understand that.
If this is your...
Do you guys want two commissioners on there, or do you want a commissioner and somebody else representing the other taxing entities?
From the county's perspective, we had a little trouble